Now, with over 13,000 subscribers and counting, Australian YouTuber Ben Blue is certainly making a name for himself. We're speaking to him this morning about his YouTube channel and the YouTube community as well. Ben, thanks so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Now, how did you get started making YouTube videos?
It started a while ago when I was living back in Mackay. So it was a pretty small town. There wasn't really that much to do. And so I started originally making videos just, you know, to send to my friends and whatnot.
Mm.
And then I saw that people were posting them to YouTube and they were doing really well. So I started trying to do that. But I only really started getting into YouTube properly about, I would say, a year and a half ago.
Wow.
Growing, so.
And yeah, and it's grown quite rapidly too. A year and a half and 13,000, more than 13,000 subscribers. That's a pretty good gradient you're on there. Now, when you're a YouTuber, when you're an influencer, you tend to share a lot of yourself with a lot of people. What challenges do you find you're facing as a YouTuber?
You know what? I'm really lucky that there's so many people that actually, you know, like, care about what I have to say. But I also have to be really careful about what I say because I guess, you know, I'm in my 20s, so early 20s, so I, you know, go out and do a lot of fun things and whatnot, but I need to remember that my audience is a lot younger.
Okay.
And, you know, what I post and stuff like that does influence them. And so not anything too bad, but... You know, I've just got to be conscious of, you know, making sure that I'm a good role model and whatnot rather than, yeah.
I completely agree. And I think that covering yourself in absolute a ton of glitter is the perfect way to be on YouTube. I don't think that there is any better way to be on YouTube. I think that that's wonderful. You do some really great content. You do some really interesting content, engaging kind of with other popular videos out there and taking them and making them your own and doing lots of interest pieces. The platform of YouTube, I guess, has recently been under a bit of fire due to some major drama that caused changes to their partnership program. Did those changes affect you? I guess when you were talking about having to be careful about things, did any of those changes impact you?
Yeah, about before, there was a couple of new things that happened just recently, but before that, there was a big thing they were calling the adpocalypse.
Oh.
Which basically meant that a whole bunch of YouTubers were getting demonetized. A whole bunch of the advertisers pulled out from YouTube. And that hit me pretty hard. I didn't realize. I just woke up one morning and half my videos were demonetized and I couldn't figure out why. And so I had to like go through and, you know, ask YouTube to give me back my money. But... It was fine in the end. Like, it's all good now. It's all sorted. But YouTube has definitely cracked down on what's suitable and what's not for advertisement.
It would be such a fickle industry to be in. It would be such an industry that kind of changes on the turn of a dime sort of situation.
Yeah.
It must be quite, I guess, tumultuous to be in that position.
Yeah. It's pretty terrifying because we, like, as a YouTuber, you kind of just rely on YouTube provide the money. And it's not my full time at the moment. I'd say it's probably like a part time job for me, but YouTube can change at any moment. And you know, that if I could, you know, lose all of my revenue tomorrow, or I could make $1 million tomorrow. Like, it's so, it could change so quickly.
God, I hope it's the latter. I hope it's the $1 million.
I am praying. I am begging.
What do you think it is about YouTube that people love so much? Because people do become so invested in their favorite YouTubers. They do become so attached to the videos that are created by people that they love. Why do you think it is that it's such a popular medium?
I think because it's so diverse. There's so many different types of people on the internet that it's really easy to find, like, your type of video that you want to watch. And you know, there's so much out there, and everybody, like, the people that are just being themselves and doing, you know, like, what makes them happy are doing something completely different to, like, all the other people that are, you know, doing that. And so it's just, there's so many people doing so many different things. And so it's really, I don't know, it's good for people to, don't know.
You can find your tribe. You can find something that interests you and people that are like-minded to you, no matter what that is. I think that that's the best thing, definitely. As you said, there's so much diversity. There's so much content that kind of everyone's catered to, which is really nice. It's really rare to find something like that and to find a space where people can feel included no matter what their kind of likes and dislikes are. What was the community, the YouTube community, like up in Brizzy? How's it been for you? Because when you think of Brizzy, it's like a bit of a smaller city here in Australia. It's a bit of a smaller community as well. What's it been like?
It's definitely better than Mackay. In Mackay, there was, I think, one other person that did YouTube, and they did like, I don't know, bird feeding videos or something like that. So there wasn't really an opportunity for me to like collab or I kind of chatted to them for a little bit. But when I moved to Brisbane, I actually met a whole bunch of other people. There's a group on Facebook that's full of Brisbane YouTubers and we all kind of connect, and we haven't for a while, but we used to, you know, go out for dinners or like
go out
and stuff like that. So we're all like friends and it's a really good sense of community and we all kind of just help each other. So
what's your favorite part of being a YouTuber and an influencer? What is it that you loved most about it?
It definitely has to be when I'm out in public and somebody comes up and they tell me that they watch my video.
Oh, cool.
It catches me off guard every single time because I'm like, oh my gosh, what?
You watch me? Yeah. Oh my gosh, how fun.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing.
It's the best thing ever. And like when they tell me that they laugh at all my videos and they were like just binge watching them and stuff like that, I'm like, oh my gosh, thanks.
It's fun to know that you're creating content that people are enjoying and that you're creating content that people are connecting with. Ben, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so, so much for joining us this morning, telling us a little bit about what it's like to be a YouTuber and a digital influencer.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for having me.